Manuscript Releases, Volume 12, Numbers 921 to 999. MR, Number 939. Means for God's work to be appropriated evenly. The question is to be carefully considered. Am I to take the stewardship of thousands of pounds and invest this money in objects that will require just as much more money to sustain them? Are there not interests of vast importance in missionary lines that should be helped by part of these donations? Shall I erect in America building after building as memorials, while my brethren are laboring in fields which are without one standard or memorial? Has God designed that I shall have such large supplies, while others are toiling without conveniences, without the means to advance the work of God in new fields? Shall I erect buildings, gathering to myself all the means I can to do a class of medical missionary work in my part of the vineyard, adding constantly to my facilities, when one half of this money, appropriated more evenly, would set in operation a work which would greatly advance the kingdom of God? While my brethren are laboring without facilities, shall I add building to building, because some have confidence in my management? Thus was this matter placed before me. God sent me to Australia. Here I have worked, parting with all I have received in royalties to advance the work. I was instructed by the Lord to say to A, "You are swaying altogether too heavily in one line of work. It is not after the counsel of God that so much means shall be absorbed in America. There are other portions of his vineyard which are to be worked. Call to the men in America, call to Dr. Kellogg, for the help which they should give to build up the work in places where I have sent my experienced workers. They need the facilities which are so abundantly provided in America. Call upon those in South Africa. Let them understand that Australia should have part of the means which have flowed into America. The donations received should be distributed in accordance with the necessities of the field. If this were done, Australia would stand more evenly with America. We would be able to send forth educated workers." White Estate, Washington, D.C., June 15, 1982.